Shabbos Daf Lamed Beis. The Mishnah had said that for three sins, women died during childbirth because they weren't careful with nida, challah, and with lighting candles. So the Gemara asks, why do women die for not being careful with nida during childbirth? Rabbi Yitzchak answers, because they rebelled with their womb, so they were stricken by their womb, meaning when they were giving birth. The Gemara asks, so then what are we going to say about challah and lighting candles? So there's a person from the Galil who explained it to Rav Chista, and he says that Hashem said, I placed blood into you so you'd be able to sustain life, so I cautioned you over matters of blood, meaning Nida. I called you, Bnei Yisrael, the first, my first, the Reshit. So too, I cautioned you over matters that are of the first, meaning Challah is called the first of your kneading. I gave you a Neshama that's called a Ner, so too I cautioned you about Neros, about lighting Shabbos candles. And Hashem says, if you're careful with these, then it will be good for you. If not, then I will take back your souls that I've given you. So why did the women specifically die at childbirth? We have a few different Rebbeim who give different analogies for this. Rava says that when you should slaughter the ox when it falls down, meaning you should kill them when they're weak. Women are weak during childbirth. It's easier for them to die. Abaye says that you should let the maid rebel a lot, and then you'll punish them with one strike. You'll punish her with one strike. And he's basically alluding to that this is a punishment for Chava's original sin. Rav Chista says you should leave a drunk alone. He'll fall up because he'll fall on his own. So too, when a woman is, similarly, when she's giving birth, she's very weak. It's easier for her to die. Mar Ukva says that the shepherd is crippled and the goats are all running out to the but the gate of the pen and the doors of the corral stop them. So too, this woman who is, crippled in this state relies on Hashem, just like a shepherd relies on the doors and the gate to keep in the sheep. So if she needs Hashem on her side, Rav Papa says that there are many brothers and friends at the door to a store, but there are none at the doors to humiliation, meaning this woman will have no heavenly advocates at this time, which she needs to bring her merits to Hashem. So when are a man's deeds searched? Reish Lakish says, it's when they cross the bridge. The Gemara asks, only when he crosses a bridge? No, the Reish Lakish meant any times that are dangerous, like crossing a bridge. Rav wouldn't go into a boat with a non-Jew because he was worried that he would suffer punishment with this non-Jew. Shmuel would only go into a boat with a non-Jew because he says the Satan has no power to punish two nations at once. Rav Yanai would check the boat for any holes or leaks or things like that, and only then would he cross in it, because Rav Yanai holds that you shouldn't put yourself into a dangerous place or situation and hope that you'll get a miracle, because you probably won't get a miracle, and even if you do get a miracle, it will lessen your merits because of the pasuk that Rav Chanan brings in that says Katonti Mikol HaChasidim Mikol HaMez, that Yaakov says after he was saved from Esav, that Hashem, I have been diminished, my merits have been diminished because of all the good you have done for me. Reb Zera wouldn't go out between the trees when there was a strong southern wind. He wouldn't want to put himself in a dangerous situation. Yitzchak Berei de Rav Yehuda says that you should daven that you don't get sick. Otherwise, if you do get sick, you'll need to bring a merit for you to be healed, because Mar Ukva brings in the pasuk of Ki Yipol HaNofel Mimenu, that when you fall, the pasuk says, Mimenu, that it'll be from him, that when you fall to sickness, to disease, it'll be up to him to bring his own merits. Tan Devei Rabbi Shmuel explains this pasuk a little differently. It's talking about when somebody falls off a roof and the damages you have to pay and things like that. So the pasuk is talking about that the one who fell off the roof, he was really fit to fall before, because the pasuk calls him a nofel, someone that has fallen, not something that will fall. So it implies that he has already considered as if he has fallen, but Hashem puts him on this guy's roof so that he can bring harm to the guilty party, meaning that this person who deserved to die already is going to fall off of this person's roof because this person who owns the house was already guilty, so let the damage come to this guy through, meaning both of them will basically get punished at once. The Brisa says, there's a Brisa that says, if you're sick and you're leaning towards death, then you should confess your sins. When you go to the marketplace, you should view it as if you're standing trial in the Roman court, meaning, it's a little dangerous there, so you should still view it as if you're in a dangerous position and dive into Hashem for help. Similarly, if you have a headache, you should view it as if you've been placed in chains, going to get judged and get your trial. If you're bedridden because of your sick, then you should view it as if you're brought to the scaffold to be judged, which was an extremely dangerous place, because once you're there at this trial, it's only if you have really good advocates for you that you'll be saved. However, if you don't have these powerful and good advocates, then you won't be saved. And the advocates for a Jew are teshuva, repentance, and maisim tovim, doing good deeds, because we know that even if you have 999, Malachim who are bringing your accusations and accusing you and bringing all the reasons why you deserve to be punished, if you have only one angel coming and bringing your merits, you will still be saved. Rabbi Elazar Beno Shel, Rabbi Yossi Aglili takes this one step further. He says, even if there's one angel who has 999 accusations and 999 other angels who are accusing you, and you have one angel that's coming to bring your merit, you will still be saved. There's a verse that says, for three sins women died during childbirth. Rabbi Elazar says, no, for these three sins of Challah, Nida, and Shabbos candles, they die young, not during childbirth, they die young. Rav Acha says that the women die young for washing dirt off their kids' clothes on Shabbos, because maybe you might think that's not a big deal, but it still is a very big deal. And there are those that say that they actually die for calling the Aron Kodesh, the Aron, just like a chest, by not showing it the proper respect. There's a braisa that Rabbi Yishmael ben Elazar says there are two sins that an Am Aretz, someone who's not knowledgeable, will die young for. One is for calling an Aron Kodesh just a chest, and the other is for calling a shul, a hall of people. Again, they're not showing the proper respect. There's a braisa that Rabbi Yossi says there are three inspectors of death for a woman, and some say not three inspectors of death, but there are three bonds of death. And what does this mean? The one that said bonds is going like Rabbi Elazar, meaning that there are three things that cause women to die early, and the one that says inspectors holds like the Chachamim that there are three things that call a woman to die during childbirth, because it's then that her sins will be inspected. There's a braisa that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says the laws of Hekdesh, consecrating things to the Beis HaMikdash, Truma, and Meiser, are among the fundamentals of Torah, and even so, they were still given over to the common folk, meaning because they're not, you know, enforced by the court and things like that, and it's just for the layperson to make sure that he takes care of them properly. There's a braisa that Rav Nassim says for not fulfilling your vow, your wife will die. Rabbi Yehuda says, for not fulfilling these vows, your children will die young, because the pasuk says that Hashem will destroy the work of man's hands, and the work of man's hands is talking about kids. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says in a braisa that for not fulfilling your vows, your kids will die young, and Rabbi Yehuda also says that they will die for bittul Torah. If you don't learn Torah, your kids will die young. And we bring the pasuk for this, that they'll die for bittul Torah. If Nachum Yitzchak says the pasuk that we brought in to teach for bittul Torah, that says lashav, in vain I've smitten your children, also works for your kids dying young for unfulfilled vows, because lashav means in vain, but it also means for falsehood, for not keeping your vows. So now I have a question. We have one braisa that Rabbi Yehuda says your kids will die young for unfulfilled vows, and another braisa says that Rabbi Yehuda quotes as saying your kids will die young for bittul Torah. So what is Rabbi Yehuda saying? Bittul Torah, unfulfilled vows. And we answer that originally he thought it was for bittul Torah, but once he heard Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon was his Rebbe, so once he heard that being said in his name, he said that it's for unfulfilled vows, and that's what he went like that it's for unfulfilled vows, like his Rebbe had said. Rav Chiya bar Abba and Rav Yosef argue. One says that kids die young for not putting up a mezuzah, and one says your kids die young for bittul Torah. So according to the one that says your kids die young for mezuzah, it's because the pasuk says to prolong your life and your kids' lives, and the pasuk right before that talks about mezuzah. The pasuk two psukim before that of to prolong your life and your kids' lives is talking about learning Torah. However, this opinion, which says it's only mezuzah, doesn't connect the pasuk of to prolong your life with the pasuk of bittul Torah, which is two psukim before that. However, the other opinion, which says your kids die for bittul Torah, connects the pasuk of having a long life and your kids having a long life both to mezuzah, which is right before it, and to the pasuk of learning Torah, which is two pasukim before it. Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda argue. One says that your kids die young for not being careful with mezuzah, and one says your kids die young if you don't wear tzitzis. We know how you learn mezuzah, because we just said that, so where do we learn tzitzis? Rav Kahana says, because of the pasuk of in the corners of your garments is found the innocent blood of the pure poor souls, which is talking about your kids. But Rav Nachman Yitzchak says this pasuk would also work for mezuzah, because the rest of that pasuk, which talks about the innocent blood of your poor souls, meaning your kids, it also says I haven't found it by secret search, and this implies that they made their door like a tunnel having no mezuzah. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak says we can also learn mezuzah from that pasuk. Rav Yitzchak says that whoever is careful with tzitzis will have 2,800 servants, because there's a pasuk that says 10 men of all the nations will take hold of the corners of a Jew's garment, and they'll say, we'll go with you. So there are 70 nations, and there are 10 people that grab onto each corner, like this pasuk says, and there are 4 corners, so 70 times 10 times 4 is 2,800. There's a braisa that Reb Nechemya says, for sinas chinam, baseless hatred, there'll be fighting in your house, your wife will miscarry, and your kids will die young. Rabbi Yehuda says that for not separating challah, for not taking challah, Hashem won't bless your stored produce, the prices will inflate, people will plant and others will eat it, because the pasuk says I'll assign upon you behala, meaning panic, and you'll sow your seeds in vain because your enemies will eat it. And don't read it as behala, read it as bechala, that for taking off chala. If you do give chala though, you'll be blessed with plentiful sustenance, Hashem assures us. For not giving truma and meiser, it won't rain, the prices will rise, profit will be lost, people won't make a livelihood, because the pasuk says the dry and warm seasons steal the water of the winter season. Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel explains this, that because you didn't do the mitzvahs of the dry and warm season, meaning giving truma and meiser, then you won't have rain in the winter. But if you do give trumos and maaser, then you'll be blessed with plentiful rain and crops, because the pasuk says that Hashem says to you, give the tithes and test me by this, that if you give it to you, I will bless you without limit, ad bli die, without limit. Rav says, what does ad bli die, without limit mean? It means that your mouth will wear out from saying die, enough. Hashem, you've given me so much from all these trumos and maaseros, it's enough. There's a brisa that says that for the sin of robbery, locusts will destroy your crops, there'll be hunger. Because of this hunger, people will eat their kids' flesh, because the pasuk says, hear this thing, you cows of Bashan, you who dwell in the mountain of Samaria, you who oppress the poor and crush the needy. And Rava explains that the cows of Bashan refer to the women of Mechoza, who eat a lot but don't work, and because of this, their husbands are compelled to steal to be able to feed their wives' materialistic drives. There's a brisa that then brings more psukim talking about the locust and the hunger, because the pasuk says, you'll eat the flesh of your zaro, of your arm, but don't read it as zaro, rather read it as zro-o, your arm. Don't read it as that, rather read it as zaro, talking about your kids. You'll eat the flesh of your kids because of the hunger. Shkoyach.